This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we are speaking with Mark Dineman. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer for FiberLight. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Before we start talking about channel partners and what's going to be going on there, can you give our listeners a little overview of FiberLight?
Sure, yeah. We started the company about 20 years ago, and really what we do is deliver custom network solutions to help organizations thrive in the digital economy, and that's all centered around the fiber that we've built and put in the ground that we own and operate ourselves.
Maybe expand on that a little bit more, because the way you described it is good, but I don't think our listeners are going to get the breadth of what you actually have available to resellers for the internet.
In major markets such as Northern Virginia, the state of Texas, the Atlanta area, and even in Tampa, Florida, we've over time built very large custom fiber networks that are completely diverse in the ground, that are different from what you would find from a LEC or from a cable company in their diversity. And these networks have grown significantly over time and allow us to reach a variety of buildings, whether they be single-tenant or multi-tenant buildings, and deliver a variety of solutions, whether that be traditional kind of lit fiber services, whether it be gigies, 10 gigies, 100 gig circuits between locations, or deliver dark fiber solutions and even internet and cloud connectivity to cloud aggregation nodes where people meet people like Amazon or Azure, as well as being able to just connect between different data centers, fiber optics that are required to run the customer's networks.
The actual length of cable that you have deployed over those 20 years has reached, what was that number I heard?
Yeah, it's 1.9 million fiber optic miles across our footprints.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's all your own network?
Yep, that's all our network that we built. And like I said, we built that variety of different entities, actually started originally building a lot of stuff for government entities, and then have most recently built some significant networks for the large mobile network operators that, again, allowed us to go very deep into a lot of the cities and locations across these footprints to pass a lot of different structures with fiber.
FiberLight is going to be at Channel Partners. What's going to be going on there for Channel or for FiberLight?
Yeah, it's essentially a relaunch of our channel program. So we've had a program in existence and have done okay in it, but it's, since I joined, it's been a renewed focus. We feel at FiberLight that it's a distribution method for us to really reach clients with a more finished product that could be represented through partners. And we've brought in recently Mike Kopp, who has run successful channel programs previously at Cogent and Colt, to lead our program. And again, it's a relaunch to let the partners understand that the dedicated resources and dedicated structure of this organization inside of FiberLight that we've stood up now to kind of support the partners in this growth of going forward with FiberLight. So I guess moving from more of it's a core strategy now inside of FiberLight is to go to market through partners.
The fact that you have your own network and you are basically trying to get into markets where you haven't had really the penetration before, I would think that the backup redundancy aspect of your technology would be one of those features that you might be offering out there. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, I think that we have, as I mentioned before, a completely diverse network from the cable companies or from the traditional LEC companies. And this is all our own fiber, and we think as the market has consolidated with a lot of players and there becomes less and less competitors that have truly diverse fiber, that we can offer alternatives in the space to, as we transport those circuits or we bring somebody dark fiber to come in and out of buildings, that those will be unique and diverse and offer diverse entrances. We have a lot of flexibility because of the construction and design arms that we have inside of our company. Our roots are in construction, and so we have a lot of experience on how to design those networks and traction doing that for very significant players out there. So we feel confident that that's a big differentiator for us.
What kind of resellers are you looking for? And is that in all geographic areas in the United States? Or maybe you could let our listeners know. We have thousands of resellers that listen in.
Yeah, so initially we've taken the approach to go to the top masters, the partners in the business, and have relationships with all of them today and have contracted with them today. So if partners work through some of those entities, they can come there. But we're also, we view the managed service partners as a huge opportunity for us. Their ability to kind of bundle their solutions and then be able to leverage our fiber to complete out or round out their application, and our ability to provide those solutions at scale, right? We're in a time and space of the market where there's a lot of things that are growing, whether it's 5G, IoT, big data, artificial intelligence, driverless cars, all those things are going to just really consume a lot of resources. And I think marrying kind of what we do with people who are more specialized on those additional things you need to put together to develop those networks are key for us.
If there was one thing you would like the channel partners, visitors, and or listeners to this podcast know about FiberLight, what would that be?
I think just I'd want them to know that, you know, we're a flexible company that is of a size that can navigate and probably bring things that are more custom to the table to meet their clients' needs, and we're not so stuck into, while we have kind of cookie cutter offers or standard product offers, we're very into developing those solutions that are unique and, as you mentioned, diverse and can be tailored to requirements and scale to the requirements of those clients. I think that's a big opportunity for us. We're not of the size where we can't be flexible and have that ability to turn and change as needed to meet the requirements. So I see that every day when we're doing business with people, that's a key differentiator for us.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more? Because I have a feeling that there's a lot of resellers out there that are going to be interested in having an alternate vehicle to sell to their customers for internet access.
Sure. It's the best place to go is to fiberlight.com. There's a fair amount of resources there that show a lot of our network maps and detail our markets and our solutions. Look forward to meeting a lot of people out at Channel Partners with myself and Mike Kopp. We're out there. We have a cabana that we're taking meetings for out there, and look forward to that opportunity.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Mark Deinman. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer for FiberLight, and you're working with a company that has a lot of history delivering quality services, and I think you're going to be quite successful at Channel Partners, and I think some of those resellers are going to be lucky to sign up with you as soon as they can.
Great. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.